Scholastic Audio presents Scrivener's Moon, Book 3 in the Fevercrumb series by Philip Reeve, read by Sarah Coombs. Prologue. He forded the river as the daylight died and blundered into thick undergrowth between the birches on the far bank. Sobbing with fright and pain, he raised his hand to his chest and felt the hard point of the arrow sticking out through his coat. He dared not look down for fear that the sight of it would make him faint, so he shut his eyes, took the bloodied wooden shaft in both hands, and snapped the head off. Pain knocked him to his knees. Groping behind him, he found the feathered end of the arrow where it stuck out above his shoulder blade, braced himself, and wrenched it out. He ripped his handkerchief in half and crammed the pieces into the wounds. He was a stranger in that country, an explorer, a scientist, a soldier of fortune. His name was Auric Godshawk. In years to come, when age slowed him, he would be King of London. But on this night he was still in his prime, a strong scriven male in his 60th year, the age hardly showing. That must be how he had survived the ambush, he thought. That must be how he had managed to escape into these woods. Black trees, grey sky, the first stars showing. Cold now that the light was gone. He wished he'd brought a hat with him or gloves. He supposed he had left them behind in the inn or camp or wherever it was that he had been when the ambush.